Good afternoon, everyone. As we reconvene for our afternoon session, I just want to make a few announcements. Some of these are going to be reminders of some things that we discussed this morning. So first reminder, of course, was for the extra ticket to pair with the one that you got this morning as you came in and parked. So when you leave, present both as you exit the parking garage. The next one is, we may remind you of this again, but when you speak on the floor of the Senate during our afternoon session, please be sure to identify yourself as well as your campus. We need that for the minutes. And speaking of identifications, I want to introduce to you the rest of the members of the executive committee who work with me in helping to shape the flow of our business, and without whose assistance none of this would be possible. I'm very grateful to all of them for their work. So, first, no particular order, immediate past chair, Dr. Tom Bragg. Our secretary, Dr. Christine Sixter-Reinhardt. Our faculty manual liaison officer, Dr. Andy Yingst. Member at large, Dr. Henny Van Bullock of Sumter, UC Sumter. And we have another member at large, Dr. Dawson Jones, who I think is not with us today. All right, and thank you all. We really appreciate it. Okay, and with that, I now introduce to you our secretary, Dr. Christine Reinhardt.
Hi, good afternoon. In the interest of making sure that we have a quorum, we decided to start keeping attendance in the afternoon session last year. So I'm going to go ahead and go through the names. If you are an alternate for somebody, can you please just let me know that while I'm going through? All right, so starting with Extended University, I have Matt Rashad. Thank you. And Shelley Jones.
Here.
Thank you. Patrick Saucier.
Here.
All right. Lancaster, Howard Kincaid. All right, Patrick Lawrence.
Here.
Christopher Bundrick.
Shouldn't be on there.
Should not be on there, okay. I'm gonna say Tanya Volobialski. She's not here. All right, I murdered that, I know I did. All right, is there an alternate for her? Okay. All right, Rebecca Freeman. I know Andy's here.
Okay.
Damian Picariello.
Here.
Okay. Bianca Rollett. And then Lane Mayon. Is there an alternate for Lane Mayon? Okay. All right. Should be Randy Ivey.
Do you have Dana Lawrence on the list?
No, I don't, but I'll add it.
Also,
Lancaster.
Blaine Silva, Sumter.
Okay. Well, I'll fix it. We'll get it fixed. Don't worry. This is a new list, so. All right. Anyone else?
Are you finished with Sumter?
Yeah.
One more.
Okay. This is not a good list. I apologize.
This should be the bottom and Lancaster and South County and Central Union. That should
okay.
be more accurate.
All right.
Is that
Yeah, I think I have. I'm an older one. Okay, so Goshroy, Sumter. Who else did I miss? I missed one more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got all that. Okay. Okay. And then Pisano. I got it. Anyone else? All right. Thank you. Oh, I didn't. Okay, we're going to. Okay, so Tom Bragg is here. Sorry. Sarah Miller, still here? Okay. John Peake? Thank you. Carmelo Gottsman?
Yes.
Thank you. Dangerfield?
Randy Stewart here.
Okay. And then David Cherry.
I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
And Joe Anderson for Union, actually. Joe. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. The minutes were circulated earlier, minutes from our meeting of April 7th. So are there any corrections to the minutes? All right. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as submitted? Okay, so moved. Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. Motion passes. Thank you. The minutes are approved. All right. Next, reports from standing committees follow. And first, rights and responsibilities, Professor Jason Hall.
Our committee met and discussed a few issues as carryovers from last year. First item we considered was, again, the issue of the policies surrounding the third-year review. In particular, whether or not the summary of teaching evaluations really should be as a part of that process. Currently, we do not require any external review, so that is the follow-up question that we're considering. We don't really have a conclusion to that yet, but we're closely getting there. The second issue, main issue that we talked about is much more substantial, and we have a motion that we'll be presenting later under new business concerning policies for non-reappointment for tenure-track faculty in their probationary period. So that will be coming up under new business. And that's my report. Questions, any? Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Next, a welfare, Professor Matt Richard.
Hi, how's it going? Welfare committee met and I was elected chair. We're working on some charges. We had the tenure and promotion workshop. That's a useful workshop for everyone to attend who's working on TNP. And the date's already been set for January 12th at the Capstone building. So we're working on our three service awards, or service award for service, research, and teaching, and we're going through getting that process again for this year coming up. One of the new things that we're considering is the feasibility of having an ombuds specialist, or an ombudsman, or ombuds person. They all refer to the same thing. This concept of an ombuds specialist, or someone who at the Palmetto College level we could turn to if we wanted that resource. So we're just considering it. And as you guys may know, there's a Columbia ombuds person who we can have as a resource too. So we're not without this ombuds resource. And from my recollection, a couple years ago at the faculty assembly, we even had the ombudsman from Columbia do a PowerPoint presentation there. But anyway, we're considering whether or not to have the idea of whether to have somebody at the Palmetto level, and we're kind of working on the feasibility of that. Any questions about that or anything? Okay, one of the other things we're working on in terms of welfare is our salaries, inequity, I guess, and potentially some of the concerns that faculty have regarding, you know, basically, how can we increase our salaries or change the amount of input we do for Palmetto College. So as you guys know, the pay facet on the job satisfaction survey is the one that shows the greatest amount of dissatisfaction for working for Palmetto College. And I know that's not the only reason we work for Palmetto College, but it is one of our leading sources of dissatisfaction for working at Palmetto College. So we're going to try again to add to some of the things that were done last year by the Welfare Committee and try to promote that for all professors at Palmetto College. So any questions on that one or anything? And that's basically what we're doing. Any questions or anything? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. In System Affairs, Professor Andy Yingst.
System Affairs talked mainly about two issues today. The first was a proposal from Lancaster to change their criminal justice degree. We're sending that back to them with some concerns that we'd like them to address. And the second was some changes proposed to the BOL-BLS degrees that we are bringing forward today. We'll have two motions later under new business. I guess I can say what they are. The first was we created the course Palm 401 to replace University 401 in the degree plan. Now that the course has been created, we're proposing that that actually happen. And the second was to loosen the restriction of Speech 140 to allow any CMS course to fit that. We'll talk about that in new business. Any questions? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now the Executive Committee is next, and we have met twice, in first in August and then earlier in September, to begin shaping the flow of our work for this academic year and to begin our approach to it. The primary item I have to report to you today concerns our solicitation for nominations for Executive Committee positions. We want to begin, and this is the beginning of the process, we want to begin the process earlier than we often have in recent years. So at the November meeting, we will be soliciting, we'll begin soliciting nominations for the three electable positions at the conclusion of the academic year for member at large, secretary, and vice chair. And you know, as that will be the beginning of a longer process to get us to a slate we can present for the 2018-2019 academic year by the conclusion of this academic year. And that concludes the Executive Committee's report. Any questions? Okay. So next we will hear from our Palmetto College campus's Faculty Manual Liaison Officer, Professor Andy Yingst.
It's going to be a busy year for the manual. Today there's three motions coming. I'll talk about them under new business. But over the course of the year, at some point, I guess probably in the spring, we're going to have a bigger motion that involves adding a preamble to the manual that ideally will clarify that the appendices, which are mostly HR information at the end of the manual, are not part of the manual and can be changed outside of this body, allowing HR to update our HR information without going through us and needing two meetings for it to happen. That'll probably be the biggest change of the year. That's coming up later on this year. Today we have three very small motions, and I'll talk about what they are under new business.
The preamble has a precedent.
Yes, Columbia, Aiken, most versions of faculty manuals at four-year campuses include something like this. This will involve, because there's some of the stuff in our appendices that we don't want to change the rules and allow them to be changed outside of. So that's going to involve a lot of reorganization, but I think not a lot of substance. But it'll involve some conversations in this room about where do we want to draw the line between things that can be changed outside of this body and things that cannot. And hopefully we'll agree that HR information should be updated by HR. And that's all I have. Any questions?
Can you give an example of what you mean by HR?
We have... Not a good one, not off the top of my head. No, but I will when that motion comes forward, hopefully. Sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you. Okay, reports from special committees are next, and I know that we are still early enough in the academic year that all of these committees have not necessarily met, but some of them have. So we will proceed through the list. Committee on Libraries, Professor Rebecca Freeman is unable to be with us today. I'm not sure if they have met, so I'm not sure if there's a report. Okay. Committee on Curricula and Courses, Professor Stephen Criswell. Okay. We'll proceed. Committee on Faculty Welfare, Professor Shelley Jones.
So the Columbia Faculty Welfare Committee spent its last meeting of the last academic year outlining its annual report. This is now available on the Columbia Faculty Senate website, and I have a direct link, which will be in the minutes. The report lists 11 areas of focus for the 2016-2017 academic year. The most significant for Palmetto College faculty were non-tenure track faculty voting rights, retention of email addresses for emeritus faculty, Blackboard access for contingent faculty, and contract negotiations for library electronic resources. And then it's at our first meeting for this academic year, the committee outlined the priorities for the year. First is faculty salary compression. The second is transparency with university finances generally, and in particular, the Provost 3% Excellence Initiative. Faculty being asked to use grant monies or startup funds to cover facilities upkeep and cleaning. Researching how the Columbia Faculty Welfare Committee's funds might be used for needed faculty initiatives. And then the last is access to library resources and email for Palmetto College retired and contingent faculty. And the last item will be a main point of focus for the committee's meeting this upcoming Monday, so if you have any input, please let me know. Dean McNally, the Dean of Libraries, will be visiting with our committee, so please let me know. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Next report. It's from the Faculty Board of Trustees Liaison Committee, Professor Haney Van Bulk.
Thank you. The Academic Affairs and Faculty Liaison Committee of the Board of Trustees met on Friday, September 15th here in Columbia. And for those of you who are not that familiar with the operations of that, our liaison does not meet with the Board of Trustees directly. We meet with their liaison committee. The committee, per se, does not make decisions. That committee makes recommendations to the Board of Trustees. So anything that is, quote unquote, approved by this committee is approved in the sense of a recommendation to the Board of Trustees. So keep that in mind. The meeting started with an executive session where the committee discussed honorary degrees, appointments with tenure, transfer of non-tenure track to tenured professor, and some honorary degree nominations. Then the meeting returned back to the open session, and our provost, Joan Gable, asked for approval of what he called fixed-term professorships. There were seven newly created fixed-term professorships in the College of Engineering and Computing. There was also a request for an approval of a name change from Distributed Learning Support Services to the Office of Distributed Learning, Office of the Provost. Both of those were approved or were recommended to the Board of Trustees. Then also at the beginning of the academic year, the committee will ask the representatives of the various units to review the successes of new programs. So the various campuses will present a slate of programs that were instituted over the last 1, 2, 3 years and give an update on how successful they are. And Provost Gable presented a review of a number of Columbia campuses. Most of those programs were successful. There were one or two that were struggling, and she requested for additional time to give those programs a greater opportunity for success. UC Aiken was represented by Chancellor Sandra Jones, who reviewed two of their programs, including the Industrial Process Engineering, the BS, and the MBA STEM. Both of those are successful. UC Beaufort was represented by Chancellor Al Panu. I hope I pronounced that correctly. They had a change that they asked approval for the academic organizational structure having to do with deans representing departments and those sorts of things. And they reviewed two of their programs. And Upstate was represented by the new chancellor over there, Brandon Kelly, who reviewed five of their programs, and all of those were successful, and that concluded that meeting. All of those were approved for recommendation to the Board of Trustees. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Next is the Palmetto College Campus's Research and Productive Scholarship Committee, Professor Chris Reinhardt.
Okay, just two brief announcements. Research and Productive Scholarship has chosen Professor Andy Kunka from Sumter to be the first quarter scholar, and he will actually present in the first ever Palmetto College Research Symposium on November 17th. We're still trying to set that date down, but that should be broadcasted to all of the campuses for students, faculty, and staff. So we're very excited to have him do that and very excited to have him have his research showcased. And that website is up, so please go look at what he's done. And then the other thing is just the website. Still inviting people to have their own website for either scholarship, teaching, or service. That's all. Thank you. Any questions? Yeah.
Would you talk to us a little bit about the symposium? What are its plans? How do you select?
Sorry about that. Okay, so we've just started this, obviously, but the plan is to have who's ever selected for the we have two scholars, first quarter and second quarter for each semester. And then the plan is to have that person who's chosen, if they can do it, to be able to do a presentation on their research to all of the Palmetto College campuses. So it's basically chosen throughout. The person is people suggest through the committee. This is somebody who's been doing a lot of research, a lot of publishing, and the committee confirms that person. And then we, if they accept to be featured, then we ask them to also do in conjunction with that. No, two per semester. I guess one every, 2 months or so. So hopefully we'll have one in December too. But with everything working out, he was going to do another presentation, and this just worked out. So hopefully one in December also for the second quarter, or January if we have to. However we structure it, but to a semester. Okay. Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next is the Palmetto College Campus's Academic Advisory Council, Professor Chris Nesman.
Thank you, Ernest. The Palmetto College Academic Advisory Committee has not met this year. We actually meet a week from today. We have conducted a few items of business over the summer through email because of the results of the April meeting that this body passed a couple of things. So I have some updates for you on that. You may recall that the Senate approved changes to the 400-level course requirement for the liberal studies degree program by allowing certain 300-level sociology courses to count as 400 courses for the purpose of that degree. That change is now before the Columbia Curricula and Courses Committee. This body also approved a new course, PCAM 299, Independent Study, and that has been sent to the registrar, is now in the academic catalog, and is an official course. You also approved POM 401. That was recently approved by the Columbia Full Senate. It, too, is now an official course in the catalog, and because of that, Dr. Yinks will be presenting a motion that's been submitted to System Affairs related to substituting that course for University 401, which was the intent of creating the course, in the BLS and BOL curricula. Also, the Academic Advisory Committee is suggesting to System Affairs that the general education requirements for the Liberal Studies and Organizational Leadership degree programs be modified. Currently, there's a requirement for speech 140, and I don't think it was ever the intention to limit it to that one course, but that was at one time practically the only speech course that fulfilled the Carolina Core CMS learning outcome. There are now other courses besides speech 140 that have been approved, and we request that that be updated to reflect that. We do anticipate sending forwards proposals this year for new program tracks that we've been working on for both BLS and BOL, and those should be coming to the System Affairs Committee sometime in the next month or two. Does anybody have any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the Conflict of Interest Committee is the last one on the list. I am unsure if this committee has met. I don't believe we have a report today. Okay. All right. So thank you all for your reports and for your assistance in preparing all of them. We have no unfinished business, so we'll proceed to new business, and we'll begin with the two items on the agenda. The first, I'll do a little bit of explaining, but I think you already are aware of this. So in the spring when we had our election, we anticipated that Professor Brian Love would be in the vice chair role, but as you have heard for this academic year, but as you have heard today, over the summer he became the interim academic dean at USC Salpahatchee, and so we now need to find a replacement, and Professor Heaney Van Bullock has graciously offered to stand for election as vice chair, and I sent a message out shortly after the agenda went out to everyone, informing everyone of this and soliciting any nomination requests, and thus far I have received none. Have you received any? Okay. So, nominations from the floor are now welcome. Please be aware that that generally the vice chair will move into the role of the chair in the succeeding academic year and coordinates the work of the nomination process. Yes.
Is there any interest in postponing this vote by a month? Is there anybody who thinks they might be interested in running for vice chair and having to become chair afterwards if they had another 2 months to think about it? We don't have to do this election today if anyone thinks that there should be more time. I'm sure Henny will be great at this, but I just want to not feel like anyone feel like we are rushing into things.
Thank you.
Andy Yinks Lancaster is me.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
It sounds like there's no interest in that.
Yes. Okay. So I think we can move to confirm. firm. Yeah. Yeah, by acclamation. Right. So, all in favor of that confirmation, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you all. Any congratulations and thank you. Okay. All right. The next item, the Faculty Senate Grievance Committee. And a little bit of explanation here as well. There are two things at work here. One is that we discovered after we had completed the list that we needed to make a couple of changes, particularly for Lancaster, because we had inadvertently included someone who by virtue of another commitment they made to us, thank you, Andy, another commitment, was not eligible to serve on the Grievance Committee. So we have made a substitution there. Nick Lawrence is now in that slot for Lancaster. Also note that the Senate has to approve this committee as by manual stipulation. So any discussion of the Grievance Committee? And it's on the list of senators. Yeah, it's on the back page of it. No discussion. Okay. All in favor of approving this committee as newly arrayed, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, let's have it. Confirmation passes. Thank you. Thank you for both of these. We appreciate this. All right. And we also move on to new business from our standing committees, rights and responsibilities. Professor Jason Hope.
Okay, so as I said earlier, we are proposing some changes to, or I guess I should say an update to the current policies surrounding reappointment during probationary period for tenure track faculty. So currently in the manual on page 14, I believe it is, there's a deadline for the notification of non-reappointment. For example, for people hired in their first term was in the fall semester, that notification, I believe, is March 31st. It's something slightly different. I think it's in April for people who are hired as second semester appointments. However, there's no end dates specified, so you get your notification that you will not be reappointed, but there is no specifications when that contract is terminated. Terry Smith over in at the Assistant Provost for Faculty Affairs in the Office of Provost, on behalf of the Office of General Counsel, has strongly suggested that we use the language in the Columbia faculty manual. So our proposed change, and I've got them both here, is that we replace item 3A on page 14 with the language from the Columbia manual, page 21. Currently, as you see here, you can see here, currently as it stands in our manual on the left side, you will see dates of notification, but no date of when the action is taken. On the right side here, we're titling it reappointment during probationary period for tenure track faculty. So within the probationary period, all faculty appointments are on an annual basis, right? So, and it's important to note that this is not for cause. This is a termination. For example, if the university runs into financial difficulties, that they can't just cut you off, right? So adequate notice will be defined as Columbia does it, as follows. So if the faculty member is in their first year of appointment, notice of non-reappointment will be given in writing by March 1st. This is currently the date that we have. But that appointment will end on August 15th. Okay, for a mid-year appointment, notice is given on by July 1st. That appointment will end on December 31st. Faculty in their second year of the probationary period, notice of reappointment will be given by December 15th. That appointment will end on August 15th. For a mid-year appointment, notice of non-reappointment is given by April 15th and will end on December 31st. So thereafter, notice of non-reappointment will be given in writing at least 12 months prior to the effective date. If there is termination for cause, these notification requirements do not apply. That is the motion that we are proposing today. I can take questions if there are any.
And just a couple of notes. So coming from committee, this does not need a second. As a proposal of changes to the faculty manual, I do rule it substantive, so we will vote on it at the next meeting. But discussion can indeed begin today.
Is this a good thing? What do you think? Master Shot, Kennedy University?
I think it is. I think it protects our faculty as well as the university, and it has been recommended strongly by the Assistant Provost for Faculty Affairs. So I don't see. I think it's a good thing for all parties involved. Other questions? Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, welfare is next. I think welfare has no new business for today. Is that right? Yeah, okay. All right, so next, System Affairs, Professor Andy Yeagst.
We have two motions. They fit on one page. Here is the first. We move that the Palmetto College BLS and BOL degree curricula be amended in the following way. First, that the required course University 401 be replaced with Palm 401 for students beginning fall 2018. That is the motion. The intent is that Palm 401 was created to replace University 401. It's the version of the course that we control and can, you know, make our own changes to. And there's a second motion on the bottom half of this. Let's do this first one first.
Okay, going from committee, it does not need a second. Any discussion?
Member Shaddix, any university, all we're doing is changing the name, the prefix?
It's a different course. University 401 continues to exist and is the Columbia version of the course. Palm 401 is going to be the Palmetto College version of the course. And is the one in our degree program. This is the capstone course. I think it's an integrative thing, bringing together the different disciplines. I assume that different disciplines are easier to work together when you're all on one campus. I don't know how the needs change for us, but they do. Yes, we get to write the course descriptions for Palm 401. We're not voting on this today, right? That's right.
Okay, so we've also wrote the substantive, so we'll vote on it at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Our second motion is also for both Palmetto College BLS and BOL degree curricula, and we move that they be amended in the following ways: that the required speech... I have these both in one motion, but then we decided to split them up, so there's only one way now. The required course speech 140 be replaced with the broader requirement of any CMS-approved course.
Okay, coming from committee, does not need a second. But discussion is welcome. Any discussion? Okay. And are we substantive? So we vote on it at the next meeting.
Executive committee.
Yeah.
We also have three motions coming from the executive committee. Here is the first. It is a proposed change to the faculty manual. The current criteria for a TNP describes an effective instructor as effective instructors are respected and are fair in all dealings with students. The word respected here has us evaluating faculty not on the way we treat our students, but on how our students treat us as faculty. It's a strange criterion, especially when it comes to seeking evidence to document. If you've gone up for tenure, you are looking through your course evaluations, looking for evidence that they respect you. Did they say, I respect this teacher? They don't say that in their course documents. We propose replacing the word respected with respectful, which is both the more reasonable expectation and the version of the attribute that we ask in our course surveys. Our course surveys ask, did your instructor treat you with respect? That criteria seems like a big deal, and also more measurable. We also replace the compound predicate. We delete the word are. So we're changing. Effective instructors are approachable and available. They are respected and are fair in all dealings with students. To effective instructors are approachable and available. They are respectful and fair in all dealings with students. That is the motion.
Okay. This will sound familiar, coming from committee. It does not need a second. It is substantive, so we'll vote on it at the next meeting as effect a manual change. However, discussion is also welcome. Any discussion or any questions? Okay.
The second motion from executive committee, this was proposed in a much bigger motion, I think, 2 years ago. That motion was struck down for other reasons, but this aspect of it, I think, is non-controversial and is a simple positive to our manual. The position of vice chair in the current manual, the person who is elected vice chair automatically becomes chair the next year. This position is traditionally not called vice chair, but is called chair-elect, and it makes it more clear that the person we vote for this, we are voting for them to be chair, not right away, but the following year. We propose replacing the phrase vice chair with chair elect at the 11 places it is mentioned in the manual. They are on page 5 and on page 6 and on page 88. I will not read these sections, but you know, we change vice chair to chair elect a bunch of places.
My comments on the previous motion stand for this one. Any discussion or questions?
I think maybe you need to change your title. Is Jason Holt?
Your title was vice chair.
No, no.
Vice chairs are rarely respected.
I because I need to change this in my version too. Thank you. I probably need to do that on the next one too then. There's a third motion coming from Executive Committee, but it's about the faculty manual liaison, so I'm going to let someone else talk about it.
Good afternoon. Here we're going to fix the typo. There we go.
That's an English professor.
Yep. Because this proposed revision deals with the manual liaison officer, Dr. Yingst modestly declined to discuss it, so I'm putting it up on the board here, and I'm just going to read through the rationale and the summary. The manual liaison officer is currently elected to a one-year term. This office requires an amount of technical expertise and a broad familiarity with the manual that would make a longer term preferable, for the same reason term limits aren't desirable in such an office. Additionally, the manual liaison officer isn't listed among the officers elected in spring elections. Furthermore, the manual notes that we have representation to certain USC Columbia faculty committees, but doesn't specify when or how these positions should be elected. Summary of proposed revisions. The term length of 1 year is extended to 2 years, and the three-term limit is removed. Additionally, on page 5 and again on page 88, the manual liaison officer isn't listed among officers elected at the end of the year. We add this. Finally, in these paragraphs, we add a clarification that these elections should also include electing membership to those USC Columbia faculty committees on which we have representation. These positions are for multiple year terms, so these elections are described as occurring as needed. So to clarify, this is we are, I think, very lucky to have Andy Yingst doing the job of Andy Yingst, and this is helping him do that job. But I can take questions, or I can refer them to Andy.
Let's go down to the actual changes.
Yes. Okay. Let me reduce this. Right, so you get to see it in gray.
Click on the page.
Click on the page? I am. There we go. Thank you. And I'm going to go to the bottom of the page.
Sure. My earlier comments apply here as well.
You cheat.
So, any discussion? Yes.
Patrick Saucier, Extended University. Not on the motion itself, but the, just for an idea in it, it says that technical expertise being critical to the proper functioning of the role is a great idea. Should we not have some kind of mechanism that allows us to have somebody else besides just somebody in the wings?
Excellent point. I will refer that to Andy. What is your idea?
A vice liaison or something that we should have the expertise. I agree the expertise is required. That we should have some kind of provision that ensures that it's not just vested in a single individual.
I think that's an excellent idea. Do you have thoughts on that, Andy?
Assistant.
We were kind of hoping for a lifetime appointment to this. Position, but
I didn't agree to that.
that's probably something for executive committee to committee. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Other questions?
I mean, it may not be appropriate here to raise that question.
No, but it's a good point.
Good to raise it. Yes, and this one also is substantive. So we will vote on those at the next meeting. Just a quick consult. Andy, was that all of them? I think that was all of them. Okay. All right. Yes. Any additional new business? All right. Are there any announcements? Okay. Hearing no announcements, there being no further new business, there being no unfinished business, is it time? You must do adjourn, yes. I hear one. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, good. Thank you all. We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Travel safely.